Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Time to land the plane here on the Daily Tip. It's the final segment. But never fear, if you just tuned in and you're saying, I miss the whole show. Well, not so fast, my friend. You can always search The Daily Tip wherever you get your podcasts and tune in to everything we talked about today, including our takeaways from Sunday Night Football, our takeaways from the World Series. Are the Dodgers going to just win the World Series every single year from here on out? I don't think so, but people are certainly making that case. All on our podcast if you want to download it. Denton Day filling in for Jinxie. In a few minutes, we will get to our best bets of the entire day. So as I'm perusing my options for best bets, didn't you ever do this where you don't want to tie too much to one play or one game, and you say, hey, I probably need to limit my exposure? Like, this is something that I didn't think about until I started betting, where I'm like, I really like this game. I've got four bets in this game. I've got a side. I've got a total. I've got a player prop. Like, what happens if things go sideways? I think for me, that's when I say, okay, if I have a hypothesis in this game, we are going to limit it to maybe one or two plays, or you split a unit. And I understand we don't track units on the show, but like, if you're actually betting and tracking, that is one way to do it. But it's all these like in the weed things that you don't really realize until you start betting. You're like, this is a real factor. I don't know why nobody told me about this.
You gotta spread the wealth a little bit. You don't want to have all your eggs in one basket, because then a twisted ankle just leaves you screwed. And we're not mafia members. We don't have inside information on when guys are going to do that sort of thing. So we need to use our best practices to get as many opportunities to win as possible. That's actually the reason why I'm not going to give my bet away coming up here, but why I didn't link another leg into a potential alleged parlay that's coming up here. I was like, maybe I just need to keep it simple, you know, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. So that was my approach with this, but I've done what you have described in the past. It was way worse. It was at the early stages of my betting career where I was parlaying everything. Terrible, terrible era of Denton Day, by the way. But I was betting everything, and I had a group of parlays on a weekend that had the same team tied into every single one of them, and that team lost, and they cost me a whopping $15. But they really robbed more than that, because the payout would have been significantly more. I didn't eat lunch that day because of that team.
Ah, I'm so sorry for the adversity that you are going through. But I feel like a mom that's like, you know, talking to like her teenager that's like, please don't drink, but if you're going to, can you at least be safe and like call a ride?
Because call me
if you're like, gonna parlay things, like at least do it the right way. Because like we all know that parlays are not like you know, a positive EV bet, but they are fun. But my advice would be make sure they correlate and don't try to thread the needle too much. Because I used to love doing like spreads and totals in the same bet. You're like, oh, you know, the Cowboys are gonna win this game, it's gonna be an over. But sometimes at the end of games, you will be rooting for opposite things to happen. And either way you slice it, you know, you're going to lose. Because you're like, okay, I need the Cowboys to, you know, score again to cover this number. or I need whatever. And sometimes they just don't correlate. So if you're going to do a same game parlay, make sure all of the legs correlate. Say you do the Cowboys, you do like CeeDee Lamb. I guess you could do an over, but it's just, you get what I'm saying with the totals right. And the spreads. Sometimes it's trickier than it sounds.
You gotta be smart about that. You gotta use that brain upstairs. I've learned
sometimes.
I went on a bad stretch at one point with the parlays that led me betting to some sports that were not football or basketball or baseball or hockey or soccer, and I lost. And I was like, I need to put the app away for 2 weeks. Don't bet badminton. Mm. It doesn't go well.
Badminton. I don't even think I know like what the devices are used. Is that the one with, is it called a birdie?
Like, it's a shuttlecock.
Oh, that's, I was way off. But it's like the one that has like a little knob and then it's like a.
Yeah, like and a it fan, has the wings.
Like web thing?
Yeah. Yeah. I barely knew that either, by the way, and I still bet on it. So like, be safe out there, kids.
Yeah, my advice is if you don't know the instruments involved in a sport, you probably shouldn't be betting on said sport. So with all that being said, time now for best bets of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right, then. The time is now, brother. Time to defend that spotless record. Den in his career, betting on the Daily Tip, is a sparkling 3-0. I will knock on wood because I am a superstitious person and we want to be humble in front of the gambling gods. But what is the follow-up to your, you know, best day ever? It feels like on the show betting. Now you got to do it again. So what's your best bet of the day?
So, Chelsea, I don't know if you know this about me, but I do dabble in the works of philosophy. So to quote a very famous philosopher, I am not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. Michael Scott, Den Day. So I got to be careful here. I got to be really careful here, but I'm going to put together a parlay, which I don't normally do, but you talked me into this one. you talked me into this one. I'm going to put Trey McBride over 6.5 receptions, and I'm going to parlay that with CeeDee Lamb over 6.5 receptions. I have been dabbling between a couple of different plays that I wanted to make. I knew that I wanted CeeDee Lamb in this in some capacity. It was just a question of what capacity do I want him in. And while that is a little juicy, if you just take 6.5 receptions for CeeDee Lamb as a solo bet, it's about minus 135, minus 140, which is usually as high up as I want to go on solo bets. But because that Trey McBride receptions number was not more profitable to me, that's minus 150 at BetMGM for 6.5, and I can't alt-line that. In a perfect world, I would just love.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Of a straight bet of Trey McBride over 7.5 at, you know, maybe minus 115, maybe plus 105, something like that. But because they're not offering that, I decided to parlay. And I feel pretty comfortable about this one. I think both quarterbacks love these two targets. You know, we've seen the numbers with Trey McBride. He's getting targeted a fourth of the time that Jacoby Brissett drops back to pass. And then we know the history with Dak Prescott and CeeDee Lamb. And then you take into consideration that this is a big primetime game. And CeeDee Lamb's a primetime player, and primetime players make big-time plays on primetime games. So he'll get a lot of opportunities. This plays out at plus 160, so I feel pretty confident about it.
Ah, I like how we just talked about maybe don't do parlays, and then you follow it up by using a parlay. So,
I mean, I'm like a great quarterback, short-term memory. You know, just what's in the past is in the past. You got to move on, keep this thing, keep this train rolling.
Well, here's the thing. Like, they can both, like, they are not going against each other. So, you know, in the aspect of, like, you know, they could obviously both hit. So I like both of them. I honestly considered playing Trey McBride as well, but my only sabotage factor is sometimes you see trends and it's hard to keep them going. And, like, he has been barely hitting his receiving yards prop. I don't know. And the 6.5, it's a little too juicy for me at minus 148. So I'm going to leave it off. So best bet of the day for me is going to be on CeeDee Lamb. He feels like Mr. Dependable in this offense. And even against a really tough secondary in the Denver Broncos last week, had 7 catches on 10 targets for 74 yards. So the number tonight is 82.5. I think he can go over this. And we have seen him go way over this in most games in which he's healthy. So he had 110 against Washington, 112 against the Giants, 110 against the Eagles. And the main thing for me is that he's had double-digit targets in 3 of the 4 games he's played. He has a long history with Dak Prescott. This is a game that the Cowboys know they could probably win. It's indoors, should be great conditions. I know the Cardinals on paper do not give up the most yards to opposing receivers, but still, this is a good offense. CeeDee Lamb feeds, or excuse me, Dak Prescott is gonna feed CeeDee Lamb. So we'll go over CeeDee Lamb for my best bet of the night. All right, so a couple minutes left here. Den, is anything else gonna be on the card, or is it one and done?
So I was looking at a couple of basketball games. We didn't talk a lot about the NBA games today because there was so much football over the weekend. And, you know, as a part of my 3-0 record here on the Daily Tip, it was fading the Wizards because they were 3-point favorites, or 3-point underdogs, rather, against the 76ers the last time that I was making picks on the show. So I was like, well, let's go back to the well here, Denton. Let's see what I can gather with the Wizards and get a little bit of a happiness hedge here. And then I pull up the Wizards, and they're 12.5-point favorites, or 12.5-point underdogs, rather, against the Knicks. And, like, a 3-point line I can lay, a 12.5-point line is a little extreme. And I got a little scared. I backed away. I was like, you're not going to see no hoops day today. Uh-uh. Not happening.
Well, you could have gone college hoops. As I'm looking, there are games going on right now. Queens and Winthrop have already tipped off in college basketball. So if you do like college basketball, I will say this, I am not betting on it simply because I need more of a sample size. Like, most of these teams haven't even figured out their rotations yet. So, like, I'm going to sit back and watch a few games first. But there's
Where's
over
that game
100
being played?
College. I don't know. I just looked at it.
How are they playing? It's 8:50 in the morning. Where are they?
I guess they don't have school today. Like, that's what I always think about. I'm like, doesn't the NCAA always say to us, they're student athletes. Don't call them college athletes. They are students first. And you're like, are they really?
Yeah, they ain't students right now playing at 8:30.
Right.
You know what I'm realizing? I believe that Queens University Royals is that. I don't know if that's an American school. Is that an American school?
No, it's North Carolina. It's in Charlotte.
Oh, really? Oh, that's an A-Sun team.
It's the Queens City is Charlotte. I know a lot of people think of Cincinnati. There are two Queen cities in the United States. Does Baltimore? I feel like there's another city that, like, calls itself the Queen City, too. I could be mistaken. But my point being is that if you want to bet on college basketball today, be my guest. But I got to look up some of these teams because eventually I do want to get into college hoops because I do love betting on Belmont basketball. I like, I bet a lot on Furman last year. Some of these teams that are like the smaller schools, that's where it's at. Because I understand people want to bet on like Duke and Kansas, but those lines are usually very sharp. So sometimes people don't really pay attention to Belmont, and that's what your girl's betting on.
I would have a better chance, I think, of, you know, betting on like local high school basketball right now than I would college. I'm so far behind the loop here. Like, I'm sure that Florida and Arizona tonight is going to be an awesome headbanger of a matchup. I don't know nearly enough about these programs to be able to confidently throw a wager down on them.
Well, the thing is there's so much turnover that it could be a completely different starting five. So, like, you're not the only one, is that we're all kind of scrambling. But I will say this for college basketball, is they do a great job of peppering in great matchups throughout the season where we don't have to wait, you know, 2 months into the season for a great game like sometimes we have to do with these college football matchups or the NBA for meaningful basketball. So I do love college hoops in that regard. We're out of time for this edition of the Daily Tip. For me, for Dave, for the whole crew, have a great Monday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.